really important. We had to go and do them over again. And people get very angry about it.
I wasn't going to tell you that not to do it, you see.
Oh.
Okay?
Sure.
You know that I've never taken dance here. But if would you mind sitting here and then I can look at my notes and, you know, we can talk a little bit. But I did take a dance course at a modern dance at Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
In about 1961. And that's where I first read your book on yes, on movement, I think. You know, the UW Press one. It has dancers on the front and
Yes, that's the yes, dance.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It was very, very interesting, and then I got interested.
Well, then you got my philosophy, you read that.
Well, all right, but you see how it goes with people. It hasn't been some 10 years, 11 years, you know, so I need a refresher course.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to just ask you, but now...
That's good, the question and answer.
This won't bother.
I'll try not to, I guess, you know, really, when I say I don't like interviews, I'm not saying I don't like interviewers. Yeah, okay. It's just, if I could just have you on the floor, to have you experience what we're going to talk about, it's so, like, I'd love that. I mean, if you could catch me in a class situation or something.
Okay.
But anyway, it's good to start with a question.
Well, what I'm interested in, I guess some, you know, I'm a company man, and I work for the university, so we're
When you say company man, you mean production?
No, I mean, with the, you know, like when you work for General Motors, you want to talk about Chevrolet.
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the establishment of the dance department here in 1976.
Uh-huh. 1924, I believe, isn't it?
Okay, well, our information says...
It doesn't matter what two years.
What was the impetus behind that, and how did it go? And you can recall, you know, some of the problems...
I certainly can. It's a very interesting story, because, you see, I had never... When I was in college, back then, didn't know anything. I think I perhaps was in a group folk dance or something like that. And I was so much more interested in athletics for women. And but I was asked, Miss Trilling, who was the head of the department, then wanted to establish dance, all the universities were beginning to look toward that, and asked me if I wouldn't like to teach dance, or would I teach dance. I was going to go to New York that year, take it off, and take more work in philosophy. My major was science, chemistry, and biology, and my minor, philosophy. And I've always been interested in the educational aspect. That is not that for performance, but through performance, a discovery of self, of the creative self. And it wasn't even heard of at that time. And that was my only interest in athletics, but for the same reason. And Mr. if I go on with this, I'll be telling you how I got into it, rather than what I'm doing, but well, we'll see. And she said, then wouldn't you go on to New York and see what's being done, what's being taught in New York? Well, now at that time, 1917, you know, we're just in the midst of going into war, and it was a very interesting time to be in New York, because, not because of the war, I don't mean that, but because of, there was a revolt in all the arts. Music was being, a lot of the old formulae and forms and ideas about music were breaking down. New forms were appearing, the same thing was happening in painting, and it was also happening in dance, but because dance wasn't yet very well known. It was known in terms of ballet more than anything else, but there were a few who were dissenting and were not teaching ballet. Well, I went to all these places, and the more I saw about dance, the more I disliked it. It was just a question of miming or the people's movement. Well, there's nothing in that. And so I kept writing back to Mr. Irving, I shall never teach dance. I can't find anything that I would want to teach, or I think that you would want me to teach. But then she kept, she'd see something else in the paper, we'll go and see what this person's doing. I went to ballet studios. I went to the people who were dissenting and were trying something different. But here was the interesting thing. They were as limited in their point of view as the ballet was in it. A question. It was merely different movements, but imitating and being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't satisfy either. And just about, about 6 weeks before I was to come back, and the idea was, oh, I was studying at Columbia at the same time, to come back to the university and to commence to teach to the teachers of all of the country who were seeking something that summer. Well, just about 6 weeks before I was to come back, Miss Trilling said, I have heard of a music teacher that is doing something very interesting in dance. So I went to Miss Bentley, Alice Bentley, she was in Carnegie Hall, and I told her my story, and that I would wonder if she would let me work with her. Well, at first she didn't like it because she had a group of students whom she had had since they were children like this. Her main thing was that what she did, she was a teacher of music, but she taught music creatively. Children made their own songs, they made their own melodies. So you can see that woman had something. Now, she didn't know movement, that wasn't it. But she did have us get on the floor, and this was the thing that struck me, to get on the floor, and she had some exercises that were free. But she didn't know why or that sort of thing, but she knew it was one of these intuitive people, but was getting at the right thing. But really, that first morning, lying on the floor, I said, it was just like a flash, of course get on the floor, where you are relieved from the pull of gravity, because I've had a great deal of anatomy and physiology and that sort of thing, and see what the natural structural movements are, where there isn't any need of balance or the need of satisfying the necessity to strike out or to throw, to get at the organic thing. And I saw it in that very minute, and I got very excited, and I talked to her about it. Well, she didn't, you never heard the word kinesthetic perception, thing like that in that situation, but the point was I was put into a situation where I got a great deal out of it. And so I was then got so enthusiastic, and I went to her and told her what I was thinking. Well, she said, you never can do anything in a college or anything like this. You said, you stay in New York. And about that, I said, I don't want studio work. I want college work. And but anyway, I was so convinced of what I thought I saw. Well, at that particular time, my brother was at Harvard Medical School, and I was going east to see him. And at that time, there was the Harvard School, no, I don't remember what it was called, but it was a school of physical education where you could get some summer work. And also, Dr. Sargent and Carl Schreiber, two outstanding men in our field at that time. So I thought, well, I'll go and talk to them. They'll know what I'm talking about. They didn't have the slightest idea what I was talking about. Didn't hear kinesiology or any of that. And so without, all right, I will wait and go and see Miss Homers. And Miss Homers was a perfectly beautiful elderly woman who was in charge of work at Wellesley College at the time, and she was very dissatisfied in what was being done in dance. And she was a very well-educated woman, and I thought, well, she will know what I'm trying to do. Well, I made an appointment and went to see her. I was out and dismissed and was in the hall in about 10 minutes, and I couldn't understand. Well, then I went back to New York. And there's a funny incident here that maybe I don't know whether you ought to use it or not, but at the time, I was working very hard because I was working. I didn't get my master's from Columbia, but I did. I got that here, but I just wanted to do more philosophy and listen to what they had to offer. And I was fortunate to be asked to be the graduate representative of the graduate school at on the this board, the philosophy. So I got to hear all kinds of educational theories, nothing about dance, though, or movement. But anyway, I just thought, why can't there be a form of dance? I'm thinking of dance as really a disciplined, creative activity, you see, as a creative art form, not one that meant to just little false movement position, but where the movement was disciplined through knowledge of it as a medium, so that when used, it would evoke and communicate the meanings, you see. So but movement has a double way stretch there. It has to not only support the locomotion, but its tensions have to be used, just like a musician would use notes to evoke a reaction, knowing what the material will do, you see. Well, that I just transferred good thinking in movement. And even movement, it brings music into existence. Everything that we do is brought in. It's so beautifully connected with every sensory impression that we have. We wouldn't survive if it weren't for that. And I got this idea through my study in physiology of exercise, where the isolated muscle is, but lyme muscle is so set up, and an arm is out here and strikes as it rotates the drum, and then you stimulate the muscle and you get a recording like this. Well, there is your whole theory of rhythm, right there. very similar, and that all movement depends upon the nature of a nervous impulse. There has to be an impulse and a release of energy before you could start again. And there's your whole principle. But you didn't hear anything about that. Well, I was working pretty hard, and then now this is personal, but it's kind of amusing. My hair commenced to come out, and I still don't have much hair, but, and when I grew up, then they were wearing wraps then, and kind of doing, distorting your hair as you do now. And I thought, if I can't women have short hair? Well, my hair commenced to come out. And I went to see about it, and they said, well, the only thing that you can do is to cut your hair and see what little you have. And I thought, what would happen? Listen, short hair, New York dance. And women weren't cutting their hair yet. But Miss Bentley, this woman that I admired so much, she was great hair, and she did have short hair. And I just envied that. I mean, I thought, how wonderful. But I thought, my goodness, if that happens, the word gets back to Wisconsin, there'd be just one thing, ruined woman. But I went in anyway. I never said a word to anybody. And then every night I did it. And we didn't have bobby pins in those days, and it wasn't so easy. But anyway, that happened to me. But then it was about time for me to come back to the university to teach summer school. And there was a perfectly lovely group of young women and young teachers who were looking for something. And I came back without an idea completely formed, only just a hopeful one. And nothing worked out. And within that 6 weeks with that wonderful group of people, we ended with really a production. That was the last word. Of perfectly lovely things, a production that first summer.
Was that thought of as being radical?
Well, I found out it was. I was supposed to be in the avant-garde and all this, but it was very interesting, but everything was very sympathetic. I mean, people seemed to feel that there was something there. It was only in some articles. But it wasn't in a way of a despairing way at all. Mm-hmm. Now then, so... then the fall began, and here came students. Well, now, and at that time, and of course, the universities that registration for so many of them, our smaller towns, never had seen dance. And here it was offered, they didn't know, and so, but anyway, they were signed up, and the summer school teaching went very well, but of course, there were more mature minds to work with. But we started, and I had to teach in what was then, it was called the concert room, and they had thought it was the only theater there was on the campus, the one little room, and there were pillars. Now, the pillars were something for the students to hide behind. And it was, because I had them work on the floor and had them get kinesthetically aware and had them work with blindfolds so they couldn't see or imitate, had to feel, to realize there was an awareness in all of this and commence to experience these sensations before we commence to intellectualize about them, to form ideas. I mean, there has to be experience. Before there can be knowledgeable information. You see, that's working right into the student. They never saw me to imitate. And I never taught a class without a skeleton.
Why?
To show the structure. Mm-hmm. The structural responses first. Look, the structural responses first. Because in terms of its flexion and extension, rotation, abduction, which is movement. Vocabulary, just like words are, just like notes are in music, every movement we make uses the same motor vocabulary, but what makes for the difference? It's the sense need, and what does the sense need mean to strike out? Does it mean to discipline something? Does it mean to handle something? It's the source is the same. The form is determined by the sense need.
Okay. Can you kind of outline the spread of this
Now wait, I'm getting to this. I'm giving you all this to let you see.
Well, do you mind if I smoke or does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. And you seem to see smokes and everything.
Okay,
all right. No, I have to just tell you this to show you that it's not a really an individual thing.
Okay, go ahead.
But that's a good question if you accept it. No. I can imagine you must have a lot of questions. So I started. And remember, I was a beginner myself. started, and we were timid and all, but gradually it commenced to feel a vitality. So one day I was walking up the hill, and a professor of the university doctor said, "Marge, what in the world are you doing? We can't get our students right up on any, their things on anything but dance." And I said, "I don't know, but I said, I do know there is something that may develop out of what we're doing." Well, so it went on. Now, that's just that little bit. And then it got spread around other universities, and we were asked to come and give a demonstration of it. Now, up to that time, one of the reasons I'm telling you this is that I owe so much to the faculty of this university that gave me the freedom to develop this when it wasn't being done anywhere in the world. And I owe them a great deal, I owe them a great deal, and you'll see I owe the students a great deal. And whenever I get any award, I wish I didn't have to take it. I take it for them. They're the ones that found the reality and gave it reality. Well, and the university had never permitted students, women, to go off the campus to represent them. Hemsworth was permitted to go. But you know, we were given permission to go. And we went under these circumstances. The students never knew what I was going to ask them to do. Otherwise, how could I prove it was creative? They never knew. And our experiences were simply lovely. And it went on until we got too many, it was too much. It was sometimes 10, 12, 20 girls. And it was, and those trips were long, sometimes it was overnight. And it was good for all of us if we would not have it. And so then, people came here from different schools. And but what to do? We just had that one little room in Lathrop, and whether we'd have a room, we didn't just know when to be there. How would I be able to give a lecture demonstration if there wasn't a room available? And oh yes, well, as we were working now on our own and had the program, we're going to give our first program. Well, you can imagine the excitement and the wonderment and the anxiety. Now, Miss Trilling, who had wanted me to go and do this, came. This sounds as if I'm being critical, if someone is explaining something, and had faith in me, came to watch a class, I don't believe more than three times, and she only stayed as long as we were working on the floor. She never saw the movements that we were doing work into a disciplined art form. And we were giving our first program, and we had to do it outside, because we didn't have any, even the little theater in Bascom at the time. And oh, those servicemen of the building were simply marvelous in helping, and we had only horses for trucks that time, no great new wagons, but to cut boughs and build a background. Terrific amount of preparation just for an outdoor production. And so just the day of dress rehearsal, Miss Trilling called me in, and she said, "Marge, I'm sorry, but this isn't what I hoped you could do." And I said, "Miss Trilling, please wait." Oh, when I came back from New York, I immediately went to Miss Trilling and said, "Miss Trilling, I have cut my hair." She said, "My Lord, mine. Can't you see what's going to happen on this campus? The girls will all be cutting their hair, and the girls in this department, I won't be able to place them because they'll all be thought to be managed." And I said, "I know, Miss Trilling, and if that happens," and she started to say, "I'll have to ask you to resign." And I said, "Miss Trilling, you won't have to say it because I will understand and I will resign." Then I went down to the Dean of Women and I told her, and she said, "How I envy you." For those two extremes. I'm just giving you some of these little things that happened a long way, and I have another one coming up. So, well, then we went on, and she said, "I'm sorry, but this isn't." I said, "Wait, Miss Trilling, wait until you see the program tonight." And she did, and we gave the program. And we had to repeat it. But anyway, when it was over, I could just see her coming through. She said, "Marge, this was beautiful. I'll never say another word. Go ahead." Well, and then from then on, there's when we commenced to people who saw it and all at other campuses. And then the newspapers commenced to get a hold of it, and they wanted to come and write magazine articles and put it in the newspaper. But I'd have none of that. It had not been proved yet. And I could just see how it'd be written up to make it some cheap Because there wasn't even an appreciation yet. Did you see what I understand? So I didn't let any of that happen. That is not within the interviews or anything like that that I knew about. Well, and then it went on, and then we went. Then we were stuck. Then people came here. And then in the first year, or at least it might have been the second, I think it was the first year, a group came and said, Miss Dover, can't we have an extra class? That we'd like to do more work than is possible in class. And I said, of course. Yes. Oh, I said, this is wonderful. And just choose a night, and they chose a night. And it was always on Wednesday nights. And out of that came the workshop producing, you see. Then a little later, this is the second year, this is the first year, then they got a little bit conscious that there was something very special going on in that class where this group of girls came because they found something vital and worked with such enthusiasm and sensitivity and cooperation, which was quite a special experience. Then they wanted to give it a name. And I said, that is all right if it's more meaningful to you, because it was just a deep-seated, yet an undefined something in their minds. And I said, you get a name, and I'll bring a name. And in all my reading, because I commenced to read like mad back into, everything. All kinds of dramatic and theater production, and the social aspect, that is, I mean, by that, the ethnic aspect. If there hasn't been dance always, why hasn't it perished? And so I found in my reading this word orchestras. You probably heard orchestras, which became the name of the special group which produced. But now dance has gone so far that production in itself has taken the place of that little producing group. And so that happened. And then we went on. Then people came, and finally, and the student said, Miss Dober, from here on in, if there's going to be, we had to do it if we gave it. It was always at noon when the studio wasn't used. And you put the name on the board, demonstration today, and we'll be there. They never missed. They just said, we'll come through Lathrop Hall on our way to lunch, to our halt, and if there's a demonstration, we will be there. And that's what they did. We never failed to have a class. And then Miss Holmans came. And they worked for her. And then it was over, and she was really a very well-bred woman. And she had lots of dignity, but she was the taskmaster. And she called the students over and had them sit down, and she said, young lady, she had one of these, in that time, the ladies wore a heavy gold chain with a sliding guard on it. And she pulled them up. She said, young ladies, I must tell you, I am not accustomed to complimenting young ladies, but I want you to know that this is the loveliest dancing I have seen. She had been to every place in the country. She'd taken a year off to go observe, but to see what she wanted to take back to Wellesley. Well, that was very nice. And then that same evening, Miss Willing gave a dinner for Miss Holmans, because Miss Holmans had been her instructor. And it was through her school where the best people, classes were small, graduates got really very good positions, and Miss Trilling came from there. But she kept her finger on all of her graduates out. Well, and then that night at dinner, she got up and said, I must make a statement. She said, 2 or 3 years ago, whatever it was, when Miss Trilling, when Miss Dobler came to see me, she said, I would not listen to her. But she is doing one of the most educational things, I think. Here's where the trouble was. She had written Miss Trilling to look out for me that I had gone cuckoo. Isn't that interesting? Now my point is, you see what I mean? It's the students, in the lives of the students that it lives, surely. Well, that was, and she did it beautifully. And so that got all cleared up, and Miss Trilling told me about it. And yet Miss Trilling was one who wanted to do it. She thought I was able to do it. And she said, Marge, she'll never say another word, you go on. And she supported me as much as she could with her limited budget. Well, so it grew. And then came the necessity. Other universities commenced to ask for instructors. But we had no course that was set out, not only to give the students the enjoyment and the knowledge, and self-knowledge is the thing that I must say is the only thing I'm after through the creative. is first of all, what will dance as a creative art experience, not an imitative one, can do for the realization of self in the capacity I am this person, I can think and feel and do. I am the recipient of the sensations of my own movements, and I alone am responsible for my responses. Now, I don't care whether they ever go on the program or not. That's another story. Yes, first of all, what would dance do for them? Then when they get this, then maybe they can carry something as performers of dance. So, now where did I leave off in my narrative? Oh, then came the request for dancers, so I went to Miss Rolling and I said, it probably is time to see if the university will recognize and give us a dance major. And she said, Marla, she was a southerner, and a dear, but she just slipped up on this one, that is, she was taking the opinion of somebody else instead of seeing for herself and watching it. But she was all right, she really was remarkable and supported it with every cent that she could get out of the budget for us. My Lord, my, can you see this state university ever permitting a dance course? And I said, no, perhaps not, but let me work on a course and we will present it and it'll be denied the first year, refused. Then I'll take it the second, probably refused then, and I'll take it the third time and they'll give it to me to get rid of me. Well, and Dean Sellery was offered to help me make out the course. Oh, he was just wonderful. And so it was made out, and I presented it to the School of Education. It was passed unanimously. Then it was presented to the faculty of the L&S department, and it was passed unanimously. You know why? Because of the nature of the work that the students had done. You see, they knew. And it is another thing that the students, as you said, the papers were written, the instructors, and the psychology department and the philosophy department let their students write in their papers on dance in their philosophy. Do you see how it got to the students' enthusiasm and belief?
What about the, in some releases, some things that have been written about you that talk about the Wisconsin idea of dance?
Well, that's the... No, a student wrote that, and it was beautifully done, but it was stolen out of a library.
Mm-hmm.
The dance idea is, dance, first of all, is for creative living, hoping that the students will feel, because we definitely hold to the experiencing it as a fine art. Now, everybody can experience dance as a fine art, but they will not be the ones that will, because we should work as the artists, the greater talent works. There's a question of identifying themselves with quality of experience and expression. You see, that's where the discipline comes in. And so if they find out, which they do, because you're working on what you do in relation to how you feel, and then when you do it, you execute it, there is a feedback of, no, that doesn't reflect what I really want it to be, or the person I would like to be reflected in it. Then that will carry over, I hope, into human relationships and behave the same way, in a quality way of behaving. In other words, trying to reveal the attitude of your inner self toward this thing that you wish to communicate or inflict upon somebody else. And because whatever it is, if it reflects the best in you, the feedback is good. After that was over, you know, the students would come up, and I'm thinking of one group especially, so I was just, oh, how much they enjoyed it. And it ended in hugging these men. And the young boys, and I said, you know, if this has meant this much to you, just please understand, because you were led to your own resources, and you were working from that knowledge, you probably discovered yourself and see yourself. And said, sit down, let's talk this over. And I said, if more information all along through college could help you discover values and meanings, himself as an allergic of self-discovery, I don't think you young people would be having the trouble on the campus that you are. And you really have enjoyed this because you enjoyed yourself doing this. And you know, they just almost with a groan said, oh, how true. Now, this happened spontaneously in each one of those universities.
This
necessity to live.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you just can't.
So you don't necessarily have to be born with something.
Oh, no, you are born with that tendency to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's to communicate and execute, and then you know there is a great joy in just the sensation of moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help in dissecting to see how the whole neuromuscular mechanism and the motor mechanism is tied up to the sensorial areas of sensorial impression, hearing, seeing. Why? Because it is through that you get a motor response that you survive. Oh, it's deeply tied up to the emotional reaction. First of all, the necessity to react. And in that, according to results, a movement has come to be just overloaded with emotional tension. Oh, it's stamped out of people, and again, it's because this awful formal ballet of young children, the emphasis is mother say, how soon am I ready to dance alone in public? They do in schools, put it in the schools. We have a captive audience, what are we doing with them? Oh, everybody has it. And the thing is, out of such at the background, this will rise those who are very, very gifted. The rest of us will be appreciative audience, and that's what the artist needs. So many of them have a real honest sense of what they call beauty. It's just what somebody else is thinking. Now, just or they rush it up and make it in so they don't want to be found not agreeing, you know, it's just conformity.
Mm-hmm.
We are free with the individual to think to feel that, but we're not, mm-hmm. we're not free individuals to do what we think is right in terms of value.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Well,
it's been most enjoyable for me.
I don't have anything to do with this. But for many years, I never did that. It's just in the last few years. I'm just doing it off of the... trying to remember.
This Lance Crowing, I'm still not too clear as to what...
Well, she was the head of the department from... and she is the one who pushed me into this, bless her heart. And she was a staunch... You know, she didn't understand what I was doing, but she believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you young men see what I mean, that... it's the student's own. Now, this is what happens with a background like this. They may go and study with any of our so-called artists and get a great deal because you know why? Without destroying themselves, they know that the structural response is first. They know the body's technique. This is the instinct. And out of that, they make their own lifestyle because they know the truth about the objective factors of motion and neuromuscular action. I mean, just as a mechanism. Like you would your car. Then they can go and study with a Martha Graham or a Doris Humphrey or Ed or Jose or any of these people and recreate their lifestyle without destroying their own. And they were very much appreciated in the group. And I remember in the earlier days when they went to many schools and there's so many from different places dancing at the other girls say, how in the world can you get that so quickly? Well, they know motion. They know human motion. And it says, just, oh yes, now I want to make, just make for your own pleasure and interest. You know, there is really, honestly and clearly thinking there isn't such a thing as a sad movement or a joyous movement. There are those movements whose intensity of moving and extension using space and rhythm, which will, when perceived, evoke the feeling. Now, do you catch the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's where it lies. I don't know what's happened to all these wards all of a sudden. The National Education Association at Washington, the branch of physical education, awarded me the Gulick Prize. Wait, why am I telling you this? Now, wait a minute. How did I happen to see that?
Because he was telling you that...
I was saying you've related a lot of information to us.
Yes, thank you. Now that you put me on the track. And I asked if I couldn't just say that I was accepting this for the students, that I felt that they should share it too. Well, this year they deemed it in the Board of Control or whatever they had that all recipients write and have tape recording of their voice an hour's taking on their series. Well, I have slaved and worked to try to put in an hour what I can't do in 4 years. And I haven't it done yet. And I have just really just went out of every free moment. And then my husband said, why don't you look into that last book, Dance for Creative Art Experience. And I'm amazed at what I have said there. It's all still there, still fresh. So I don't think I
just send them a copy of the book and tell them they can make their own page, you know.
What?
Just send them a copy of the book and tell them they can make their own page.
But I really have tried to do, and I thought it might be interesting, and I could easily make another book out of it, but it's all in that book, just treated in related different ways. That it's just as an attempt to present to them in short thematic paragraphing development a way of thinking that led to the major course. And let them decide whether they think it's a good way or not. But evidently prove it because, the number, and how I get these notes from these ladies now that are 70 years old that are my students, and they're saying what it had meant to them. That's what's good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. This is what I expected.
Well, I would like to do a demonstration sometime.
Better than that, I'd like to have you on the floor.
Well, I'd be willing to volunteer.
It's
because I would like to some of these. Of course.